A story now on the difficulties of history changing divisions inside a nation known for ethnic divisions. Mark Lowen joins us now, BBC Belgrade correspondent from Belgrade. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So this is a story about a 12-year-old boy, Rastko Pocheska, who's under police protection and has become a symbol of the struggle between liberal pro-Western Serbians and the Serbian nationalists who still have some very strong anti-American feelings. You'll recall, of course, the NATO bombings of the late 90s during the Clinton administration. Explain, first of all, what has happened to this 12-year-old and what it has inflamed in Serbia.
Well, Rastko Pocheska is a rather extraordinary young man. He looks rather unique as well. He wears a pinstripe suit and a tie and a breast pocket handkerchief. But it's really what he writes that has made the biggest reaction here, because he has published a book on US presidents, but he's also published numerous blogs and articles on the internet in which he takes an arch-liberal pro-Western line. He wants Serbia to join the EU and NATO. He supports Serbia recognizing the independence of its southern province of Kosovo. These are ideas that don't go down well in a country where nationalism is still very strong, and he has now received death threats from ultra-nationalist groups here in Serbia and has been placed under police protection. And he is now cowering really from fear, if you like, but he's still pretty defiant. He says that he will continue fighting for human rights and what he believes in, but he's now under police protection, has been protected by the authorities in his school.
Well, Mark, let's listen to his voice and hear exactly what it is that's gotten him into trouble.
Firstly, I didn't really care, but when a man said he will wait for me at school and then kill me there, I was a bit worried.
And, of course, this is Rastko talking about the fear that he's confronted, but it's basically him saying that he respects the values of the United States. He urges Serbia to become more pro-Western facing and more cooperative with NATO. I mean, those just don't seem like the kinds of things that would get you in trouble.
No, but you've got to remember that this is a country that has had a fairly turbulent past. You mentioned there in the lead-in the NATO bombing of Serbia, or what it was, Yugoslavia, in 1999 during the Kosovan War. So a lot of people here still feel a huge amount of resentment towards NATO. They feel that they were attacked by NATO, and support for NATO membership, the idea of it, gets very, very low approval ratings here. Kosovo is still very much seen by the large majority of Serbs as its own southern province. So somebody supporting Serbia's recognition of Kosovan independence also doesn't go down well. I have to say that ultra-nationalism here is still a fringe. I mean, they are very present, these groups, but you know, there are many faces of modern Serbia. There's also a modern liberal progressive face, as well as the sort of hardline ultra-nationalist face. And so I think that Rastko's story really shows this country pulled in two different directions.
Well, there's a Facebook fan page for Rastko. You can actually go and see it. Rastko Pocheska, under police protection, a symbol of the struggle between liberal pro-Western minorities and the Serbian nationalists. Mark Lowen reporting for the BBC. He's the BBC Belgrade correspondent. We leave you with the voice of Rastko.
It's the country in which human, civil, political, and minority rights are maximally respected. It's a country which is not seen through the wars in the 90s and the war crimes, but by its involvement in the international affairs. EU means the economic stability and prosperity, while NATO means security of Serbia, of Serbian citizens.
Talking like that can get you in trouble in Serbia. We'll keep watching it.